Are you ready for a new generation of conservative leadership?
Yeah!
Are you ready to put an end to corruption in Jefferson City once and for all?
Yeah!
Guys, just a bit ago, before we came out here, a team came up to tell me that things were looking good. And I was thinking about all of the responsibility that we now have, all of the tremendous opportunity that is before us. And I was holding my infant son, Jacob, who's 2 months old, and I looked into his eyes, and he peed on me. But that's all right. That's all right. We got a new diaper on, and we're here. We're ready to rock. We're ready to rock. Folks, around this state, tens of thousands of men and women stood up to join us in a grassroots movement the likes of which has not been seen in Missouri for generations. And together, we are leading a conservative revolution to take our state back.
Yeah!
Folks, as all of you know, I've never run for office before. I've never been involved in politics before. And so many people who got involved in this campaign had never been involved in politics before. They've asked of themselves to do things that they'd never done before. You know, just the other day, I had a woman who came up to me, and she said, Eric, she said, I am a liberal. She said, I have never once in my life voted for a Republican. She said, when I hear you talk about your conservative philosophy and conservative solutions, she said, it just doesn't make any sense to me. She said, but you, she said, you're different. And today I cast my first ever vote for a Republican. Now, this clearly pained her a little. And so I just put my hand on her shoulder and I said, thanks, Mom. Sheena and I are humbled by all of your support, your strength, the sacrifice, the energy that you have put in. And together, we drop pandas. And together, we thank you. We thank you for standing by us. You have strengthened us during this campaign. And as a family, we are committed to serving you every single day. And we are so grateful for all of you. Thank you so much for supporting us. You know, when I boxed, people used to ask me, they said, how after a vicious fight could fighters at the end not only shake hands but actually hug each other? And you do so because you know how hard the other guy fought. And I know how hard my opponents fought. And to John Bruner, Catherine Hanaway, and Peter Kinder, I say to all of you, congratulations on a hard fight. You left it all in the ring. I want to thank them for believing in a better Missouri, and to all of those people who are out working for my opponents. I also thank them for their service, for working together to build a better Missouri. And I want to let you know that I am going to work every day to earn your trust and your support, because we are coming together now. We are coming together because we have a larger mission in front of us.
Yeah.
And together we have a larger mission. Together we are going to make our government accountable again. Together we're going to build a government that gets results for the people of Missouri. Together we're going to build a government that protects all of the constitutional liberties and all of the constitutional rights of every Missourian. Together we're going to build a Missouri that stands strong on the Second Amendment. And together we're going to build a Missouri that we are proud to leave to our children and our grandchildren. Folks, as all of you know, I'm new to politics. I've never run for office before, never been involved in politics before. But one thing I have done in my life is I've served with and worked with great teams. And this is a great team that we have here. This is an incredible team. I've spent my life on the front lines, and I've seen what's possible when teams come together and they're willing to serve together with courage and compassion. I saw this when I worked in Rwanda with kids who'd lost their parents in the genocide. I saw this when I worked in Cambodia with kids who'd lost limbs to landmines, kids who were survivors of polio. I saw this when I worked in one of Mother Teresa's homes for the destitute and dying. I've seen what can happen when people who are inspired by compassion and courage and are willing to step forward with humility come together. Together we can change lives. Together we can save lives. And that is what we are doing in this campaign. And look, and as all of you know, I served as a Navy SEAL with friends like Kaj in the global war on terrorism. And look, people will tell you that sometimes it's tough serving in the military, and sometimes it was. But I will also tell you that every single day it was a great honor. It was a great honor to wake up every single day surrounded by a team of people, all of whom believed in a purpose that was higher than themselves, all of whom were willing to serve a mission that was larger than themselves, all of whom had taken an oath to defend our Constitution and were willing to give their lives in service to that oath and to each other. And now we come together, and now we come together here, right, as people who are also committed to defending the Constitution, to serving each other, and to serving a purpose that is larger than ourselves. And you know, when I returned from my service overseas, I saw what was happening to so many of my friends who were veterans. I saw proud men and women, capable and courageous men and women who came home and were put into a system that was almost designed to make them think of themselves as disabled and a burden. I saw capable and courageous people who ended up addicted to prescription medication, who started drinking at 9 o'clock in the morning, people who'd proudly worn the uniform of the United States in America, who sometimes were ashamed to look their own kids in the eye. But what happened is I stood up with my friends, and we said, we're going to change one life, and we changed one life. And then after we changed one life, we asked our friends to help us, and we changed two. And after we changed two lives, we asked our friends to help us, and we changed four. And we went out to neighbors and to friends, and we changed 8 lives and 16 lives. And we built a movement. We built a movement by asking people to come together and to step in and to step up where government fails. And I know that we can do that again here in Missouri. And it is because of that belief that I decided to run for governor of Missouri. Look, I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a proud Missourian. I was born here, I grew up here, I went to public schools here. I left when I was serving in the U.S. military, but I came home to raise a family here and to build a business here. But when I returned, my home state was not the state that I grew up in. We used to be a state where people could find good, quality private sector jobs. Now we're one of the worst states in the country for job growth. And as we have been traveling around the state of Missouri, I have met with thousands of people who are out of work. Businesses are fleeing Missouri. And people who are lucky enough to have a job often aren't seeing a raise for 6 or 7 years. I grew up on safe streets and lived in a safe neighborhood. Today, there is too much chaos in our streets and far too much violence. I received an excellent public education from outstanding teachers and coaches and mentors. Today, only 1 in 3 of our fourth graders are reading at proficiency. Today, there are over 300,000 children in Missouri who are living in poverty. I grew up in a Missouri that I was proud to call home, but today, career politicians from both parties have made us a state known for national embarrassment, serial corruption, and epic failure. We used to make headlines because of the great things that our citizens did here, the great missions that started here. Today we make headlines because of the failures of our politicians and the corruption in our government. Yeah, Dada's gonna fix it, it's okay. It makes. Joshua doesn't like career politicians either. You can see it makes him cry. Look, I got into this race, and so many of you joined us. So many of you stood up to join us because we were tired of watching the state that we loved, the state that we are so proud of, become a place that we didn't recognize anymore. We're tired of the fake and failed leadership that's been coming out of Jefferson City. And we're tired of seeing a land of great people and great potential fall victim to the intrigue of career politicians. Now, my opponent, Chris Koster, is the poster child for career politicians. Amen. He has been in office for almost a quarter century, and what does he have to show for it? Well, on his watch, there's been more violence in our communities. On his watch, our government has become more corrupt and less accountable. On his watch, we've seen our jobs disappear, our taxes go up, and our schools suffer. Chris Koster failed to enforce the law at Ferguson and then abandoned our police officers in their hour of need. Chris Koster is someone so tarnished by scandal, so caught up in backroom wheeling and dealing, that he has forgotten who he is supposed to serve. If Chris Koster was going to do something to help the people, help the state of Missouri, he would have done it already. But he hasn't, and he won't. Look, folks, tonight Chris Koster knows that he's got a Navy SEAL and an army of tens of thousands of Missourians. And we are coming to put an end to his political career. Yeah. And that's why tonight Chris Koster is shaking in his loafers. Yeah. Look, Chris Koster might have the lobbyists on his side, but we have the citizens of Missouri, the teachers and police officers, the firefighters, the nurses, the entrepreneurs on our side. Chris Koster is the best friend of the special interests. But the problem for Chris is that those are the only friends he has. And we have you! And another thing that's really important that I want to tell directly to Chris Koster and his cronies. We have more fun than you! Folks, the choice in this election could not be more clear. It could not be more clear. If you think that what's going on in Missouri, the corruption, the cronyism, the career politicians, if you want this to continue, and if you believe that failed leaders like Chris Koster are the best that we can do, then you should vote for my opponent. But if you believe that we deserve better than this, if you believe that Missouri can be a leader in jobs and innovation and education, then we invite you to join the grassroots movement we built. Yeah. You know, my boxing coach used to always say to me and all the guys we trained, he'd say, if you want different, do different. Yeah. And the message was, if you want a different result from your life, then you better take different action. Well, we have decided that we want a different result from our government, and we're here to take action. Folks, all of us in this room have been given an enormous gift, and that is the gift of citizenship in the United States of America and in the state of Missouri. We are inheritors of a legacy of men and women who have gone before us, who have served and who have sacrificed for us. Think now of all of the men and women in the U.S. military and in law enforcement who gave their lives so that we could be here today. Think now of your own grandparents and parents, your own teachers and coaches and mentors, your own neighbors and friends, church and synagogue leaders who helped to shape your life. We have an obligation together to see that our kids and our grandkids inherit that same legacy. And look, a politician would tell you, elect me and I'll fix it. What I say to you is, let's win this campaign together and we'll fix it. Yeah! I promise you that Sheena and I will give every ounce of energy, that we will work hard over the course of every single day until the election in November. I promise you that we will have your back and that my son will grab my lapels. Come on, son. Come on up here. Look. I promise you, Joshua actually cast his first vote today, so he's pretty excited. Look, I promise you that we will do that. I promise you that we will do that. We will do that together, because it is essential that we do this. You love the microphones, don't you? It's essential that we do this, but we cannot do it alone. We cannot do it alone. So I ask you tonight, will you join us? Will you work with us? Yeah! Will you have our back? Yeah! Then let's do this together. Let's win in November. Yeah!